What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled DoorDash is displacing Americans with Pajits. So, as you guys know by now, I've been telling you guys for the past almost 2 months that DoorDash is dead. It's only getting worse. There are no more orders going out, and the orders that are going out are like $2.13 for like fucking 5 miles, or 2 orders for $9, and it's over for DoorDash, guys. So if any of you guys out there are doing DoorDash and probably even Uber Eats, it's like it's over, and it's over because of Indians, and I'm gonna tell you why. So as you guys know, I was in Tallahassee to submit paperwork to the Division of Elections here in Florida, which actually got approved, by the way. So I'm officially on the list for candidates running for District 21 here in small town USA. So when I was in Tallahassee, guys, I actually spent more money on gas going to Tallahassee and coming, and the money on gas was like fucking $100, but that just goes to show you, I spent like three, four days in Tallahassee, and I spent more money on gas. That's how bad it was in Tallahassee. Very few orders were going out, and the orders were going out, like almost all of them are fucking bullshit. Like, there were days where I took like maybe 2 or 3 orders where I made like $20, and that went toward fucking food. So anyways, I was actually sitting at this, I was actually eating at this Japanese place. It's called Robato Tokyo Grill. Guys, if you're ever in Tallahassee, Robato Tokyo Grill, you want to go there. Price is very good, quality is very good. So again,
that's the same Taco Bell order that they tried to give me like one video ago. That just goes to show you guys that nobody's taking these motherfucking orders, dudes. Like, these fucking bullshit orders, $2, $1.17. Honestly, guys, at this point, I'm really waiting for DoorDash to give us an order where it says negative $4.18, meaning that you actually have to pay the company to go get an order. I'm really waiting for that, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens the way the economy is going right about now. You guys need to understand, there's a reason why Taco wants the feds to lower interest rates, so these stock market companies, so these tech companies like DoorDash and Rumble can go out and get cheap money and end up paying it out as incentives and shit like that for people to continue using their services, so Trump can say, oh, look, the economy is growing, when in reality these companies are taking on more and more and more debt, you know. And coincidentally, this is why Trump wants to bring in Jeets into this country. Guys, Jeets are going to take... Jeets, curry sales are the closest thing to a fucking robot. Until we get robots to totally replace human beings, Jeets are the closest thing to robots. Let me say that one more time. For all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bishpills out there who are too low IQ to understand shit the first time around, curry sales are the closest thing to a motherfucking robot until the Jews finally get human robots or fucking, I don't know, AI going. Okay, guys? Mexicans, they will pick cotton, shit like that, but at the end of the day, guys, Mexicans don't do DoorDash. At the end of the day, Mexicans don't do fucking coding. This is why the Jews are flooding America with fucking curry sales, okay? Let me tell you something, as somebody who goes to the local masjid, and I know a lot of Indians who are here on H-1B visas, you want to know why Indians are able to do DoorDash? Now, going back to Tokyo Grill, okay, guys, before the DoorDash order that came in for the 10th time, because it's a low rate, nobody's taking it. Ain't nobody taking the Taco Bell order. I mean, I don't see the price because I'm talking to you guys, but trust and believe, they offered me that Taco Bell order like 3-4 times. That means it's like $2 for like 20 miles or something crazy like that. Anyway, so when I was at Tokyo Grill, I'm sitting there because it's a popular place in Tallahassee, by the way. It's actually growing. So the restaurant, they got an order. And I'm like sitting in the restaurant with my DoorDash app on. And I'm like, okay, these people just got an order DoorDash. And I know it's fucking DoorDash because it does a tarantarin. Tarantarin, whether you're a driver or you're a restaurant, you're gonna hear tarantarin, tarantarin. It means you're getting a DoorDash order. So again, I'm sitting at the restaurant, I'm eating my fucking Japanese food, and I hear tarantarin, tarantarin. The restaurant is getting an order, and I'm like, okay, any minute right now, my DoorDash app should go on, should go off, but it didn't. And a couple minutes later, a fucking curry sale walks in and takes the order. And I noticed that the vast majority of people doing DoorDash now are fucking curry sales, even here in small town USA. Do you guys want to know how curry sales can do DoorDash for a couple of dollars a day? You guys want to know how? I'm going to tell you exactly how. These curry sales, when they come to America, they get fake social security numbers. They go out, they get a lot of credit cards, they get a lot of bank loans, they get a lot of, they lease cars, and then of course they default on their bank loans, they don't pay back the credit cards, they don't return the cars. What ends up happening is that they come to America for a year or two, you know, make a shitload of money, literally steal American money, send it back to India to live like kings. And then when they run out of bank loans, they run out of credit cards, you know, the tow truck comes looking for their leased car, they hop on a plane, they go back to India, and that's the end of the story, guys, okay? This is who Trump is bringing into this motherfucking country. Guys, I can't tell you the number of fucking Indians at our masjid who did exactly that. And then they brag about it as if it's something to be proud of. You know, they tell me, oh, my friend, he left his car. He just abandoned his car somewhere in a parking lot and went to the airport. You know, it's like, dudes, you know, I understand America is a usury-based country, but you can't be fucking purposely ruining money and not paying it back, you know. That's unethical, immoral, and probably criminal, but they don't care. Pajits don't care, you know? So, this is the type of people who are coming into this country, guys. So, these Indians, they will work for $3. They will get a $3, $4 DoorDash order, you know? The car that they're leasing, they got that with a fucking fixed social security number. They got that with a credit card that they have no intention to pay back. You guys need to understand, a lot of these curry sales, when they come to America, they rack up an excess of $50,000 before they bail and go back to their country. You guys see those videos on TikTok where it says, I just got deported from America with $200,000 in debt. Yeah, that's actually true. That's pretty much how all the motherfucking Indian who come to America do. All these H-1B visa Indians, all, even the ones who come here to be a pilot for a year. Guys, again, I go to a masjid. I see Indians all the time. They go to our local flight school here. They all do the same thing. They all come here, fake social security. They rack up a shitload of credit card debt. They take out a shitload of bank loans. They lease a car. And then they do DoorDash on the side for some, you know, cash money. And then when it's time to pay back the cards, when it's time to return the leased car, they just park it somewhere, hop on a plane, go back to India. So, at the end of the day, guys, Pajits are going to be the downfall of America.